Chrissy, a sixth Ulster title for Slaneel. What does that sound like?
Massive, like, for where we came from, I suppose, our big test many years ago was when we started this cycle, 2013, really, when we won that first Derry title after a long hiatus, was to try and be competitive in Ulster. And before 2016, when we first got over the line, there was a lot of soul-crushing defeats, is probably as good a way as I could describe it. But I just think now the ambition of the club is we're so humble in terms of we celebrate the county titles because we know how much they mean to us, but we also celebrate the provincial titles. But we can't shy away from the fact that we are desperate, and absolutely desperate, to try and get a one at national level. Mm-hmm. I think something like that would just transcend the club, for a Derry hurling club to be doing that. So not going to be easy earned, far from it, against Loughrea, but we put ourselves back in a position to do so, and, like, one step at a time.
You mentioned the defeats. There was obviously a replay one against Cushendall, an extra time one here. Is there any of them were particularly more painful than the other, or because you were getting close without getting there?
Well, we were getting more than close. You were getting to a stage where you thought you were nearly cursed, to be honest with you. 2013, we probably shocked ourselves how competitive we were against Lochiel. 2014, we were beat after a replay from corrected by Cushendall, yeah, probably convincingly enough. 2015, you're walking off here at the athletic grounds, and honestly, I sat beside Michael McSheen on the way home in the bus and goes, "Michael, I don't think we're ever going to win it." Beat after extra time by a point. But a year's a long time, and the year after, in the spirit of Thomas Cassidy passing, we used that as a serious drive to become the first Derry club to ever win an Ulster club hurling championship. And since then, the ambition has been always to be humble, but try to get back to the Ulster stage. But now the ambition is, can we go and go one step further? Because I think this group is just too good a group not to have played hurling and Croke Park together, and that's, like, let's be honest, that's a huge incentive, but it's going to be a huge incentive for whatever other three teams run it to.
The level of consistency, Chrissy, it's probably difficult to sum up in a few sentences, but what do you put it down to?
I think it's...
Because it's there.
It's there. It's a number of things. One thing I would say that it's aided this year is the freshness. You can't not beat a team that has getting fresh personnel, and that Cathal O'Meanane's a breath of fresh air. Fionn McIldowney's not that long around the block. You know, Conor Coyle, you know, would be starting that team if he wasn't injured. The two Cassidy's up front, like, all them boys are young men. Like, it energises me, who's at the other end of the career, you know. So I think that shouldn't be understated. But yes, sometimes Slaneel people aren't great, Mal, at taking a step back and saying, well done, because Jesus, also titles are hard to win.